All right. So I think that everyone has a kind of like tumultuous year in their public school experience where academically everything is getting harder and no one really knows what's going on. And socially, everything's so confusing and no one really knows how to act around each other. And emotionally, you're always just constantly stressed and ready to cry. I think that for most people, this year is sometime in middle school, maybe even high school if you have an awkward high school year. But for me, this year was kindergarten. I was 4 years old when I started kindergarten. The philosophy behind this was that, you know, she's going to turn 5 in a few months anyway, so what's the difference? There was a great difference in the fact that I basically didn't really have any friends, but what friends I had were made through mutual fear of our teacher, Mrs. Zotis. So Mrs. Zotis, for one thing, Mrs. Zotis is the hardest name to say and spell when you're in kindergarten because it's the least phonetic word and it starts with a Z, which is the last letter that you learn in kindergarten. So like you learn the first 25 letters and like you're like, great, but your name is still an enigma. What does it mean? What's going on? But not only was her name confusing, her teaching style was incredibly confusing. She just didn't quite know how to communicate, which I would think would be the number one priority when you're hiring a kindergarten teacher would be good communication. That's like the only thing you need. But apparently, they had lower standards when I was going to school. This manifested itself in my writing grip, actually, because naturally, I decided to hold a pen like kind of like a fist, but then I moved the ring finger and pinky to the other side, which is not natural now that I look at it. But at the time, it just seemed like the right way to hold a pencil. And then every now and then, Mrs. Zotis would come up from behind me and manually manipulate my fingers so that I was in the correct writing grip. She didn't say anything. And then she would just silently leave and go work at another table. And then I would turn around and watch her leave. And then I would just go back to my natural writing grip. If she had said anything, such as, you know, this will be more comfortable for you later in life, or you're just doing it wrong, I might have changed, but because she didn't say anything, I just decided she's being weird, so I have no reason to change. And this has caused problems later in life because now I just get blisters all the time on this ring finger because it rubs against the pencil wrong, and I have no one to blame but Mrs. Zotis. But in her defense, I was not a great communicator either. I almost never talked in class because of this aura of fear that permeated the classroom all the time. And I kind of didn't really understand the notion of shared language. Like, we got these homework sheets and where you would have the letter written out, and then you had a traceable version of that letter, and then you on the third line, you would have to just write the letter by yourself. And I didn't really understand the concept that you were just supposed to make it look as close to the original as possible. I tried to make it look as pretty as possible. So I just added curly cues and beautiful sweeping marks, and it was kind of like an illumination by an Anglo-Saxon monk in his cloister. I just tried to make it as decorative and awesome as possible. And then my mom would have to erase the entire thing, and she would say, no, that's literally not how it works. Shared language has a standard so that people can understand your thoughts and they make sense to other people other than you. Basically, I didn't quite understand that shared language was a thing. I was kind of like a post-structuralist at the age of 4. I was just like, nope, these symbols have no meaning. They don't have to translate to anything. But learning one letter at a day wasn't quite the most useful way to teach language because you're on day 5 and you only know 5 capital letters. What can you spell with that? Absolutely nothing. Like, bah. Not even dog. That's B, that's a good one. So learning one letter a day wasn't really the most effective way, especially when it came to the 2000 election. And our teacher, Mrs. Zotis, thought it would be a great idea to have us vote. Not legally, just in the classroom, but she got one of those giant easels and one of those like 4-foot-tall sketch pads, which every elementary school classroom has one of those. It's just a universal law. So, and she wrote what I assume was Bush and Gore on the top and divided it by a thick line. And she invited all of us to come up and line up in front of the classroom, and one by one she would hand us a permanent black marker. We would make our mark under the desired column, and we would leave. So this was very useless for a variety of reasons, like a fountain of reasons. First of all, we couldn't quite read yet, so All of these were just meaningless strings of symbols with nothing behind them. Second of all, it was basically, even if we could read the words Bush and Gore, those are very non-indicative of what they represent. I wouldn't think that they were people at all. I would just think it's like a bush and then like a symbolic representation of Gore. And third of all, even if I did understand that this was talking about people and not about like these concepts, I had no political affiliation when I was in kindergarten, and I don't think any of us did, unless I was just very oblivious to this concept. So basically, I was like shaking on my way up to the giant easel with the giant sketch pad because I was afraid of making a permanent mark under a column that meant nothing to me. I wasn't worried about making the wrong choice. I just didn't know what I was going to do when I got up there. And finally, Mrs. Zotis handed me the permanent black marker. And I went up, I made a single stroke under one of the columns, and I can't remember which one, and I wish I could. But I kind of voted that day. I couldn't even rely on peer pressure because they were fairly evenly distributed amongst all of us. And so I finally made my mark under one of the columns, one of the mystery strings of symbols, and I went back to my desk and just folded my hands and waited for the rest of everyone to be done. I was so relieved at that point that it didn't even matter which one I had chosen. I was just glad to have it over with. I wish I could remember who had won that mock election. We could have been like the psychic class of Scituate, Rhode Island. But, you know, I didn't have any political ideologies at that point, so it didn't really matter much to me. But the one ideology I did have was I had this strange worship for the poster that was on the wall of our kindergarten. And this poster featured all the digits, 0 through 9. That's all you need. And the way it depicted the one was with a vertical line with a little horizontal line underneath and a tail on top. So that's how I always drew my ones. They looked nice. They had a little curly Q. I loved that. However, one of the few times that I can remember Mrs. Zotis speaking to me, I guess I repressed most of them. That's one of the few times that I can remember her speaking to me was her saying, "This looks too much like a 7. Just write it as a straight up and down line." And I was like, "But the poster says it has a little tail on top, and it has a horizontal line on the bottom." But I didn't say that because I was still scared of her, so scared, and I didn't know what to say, so I just said nothing. And I didn't know what to do. Did I listen to the poster, which was like a written record, so it was like you could legally cite that as precedent? Or did I listen to Mrs. Zotis, who was the one who had to interpret my work, and therefore she had the upper hand? So for a while, I actually avoided answering questions correctly if the answer was 1. I would just write a 2, because I knew how to draw a 2. I knew what a 2 looked like, but I didn't quite know what to do with the 1. Eventually, my need to succeed drove me to draw it as just a straight vertical line. It was kind of odd that I chose to ameliorate my writing style based on someone who I didn't really understand and who probably didn't really understand me, but through mutual fear, I succeeded in kindergarten, and somehow I passed the grade and I made it through. And since then, all the grades have been easy. Compared to kindergarten, college is a breeze. So if you can get through kindergarten, you can get through anything. Thank you.